On this week's Xamarin Show, I have Robert, Jackie, and Noah from the Garage Intern Program up in Vancouver that made this ridiculously awesome machine learning application built in Xamarin to diagnose different diseases via x-rays. Tune in to see how they built it and see it in action. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and I'm ridiculously crazy excited to have Robert, Jackie, and Noah all on the show. The first time ever that I've had three guests on the show. And these are amazing individuals, amazing interns up in Vancouver at the Garage, who built this ridiculously amazing X-ray, AI, machine learning ridiculousness that blows my mind. They came on to show it off. So before I get started, before we show it off and go into the app, can you guys go and introduce yourself a little bit? We'll go down the line.
It's great to meet you, James. My name is Robert. I go to the University of Victoria. I'm studying electrical and computer engineering, and it's been a great pleasure to work on this app.
I'm Jackie. I go to Simon Fraser University. I study computer science, and so far this experience has been awesome working on this internship.
Hi, I'm Noah. I go to UBC, and I'm in second year studying engineering physics, and it's been amazing working with the Garage and on this project.
All right, so first off, how did all of you get to come to the internship program? Like, how did that happen?
Well, what happened was 10 different teams across Microsoft, they came and pitched a project to us, and then we decided as a group which project sounded the most interesting, and the ones that we decided on, we got to pick, and then we formed our teams from there.
Okay, so you guys all formed together. Were you guys friends before all joining Microsoft? You guys all went to different schools.
Different schools.
I didn't know anyone at the Garage beforehand, but now we're all really close.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. See, Microsoft bringing people together. That's really awesome. So how did you guys got to pick the project then?
Yeah, right. To some extent. We got to vote on which projects we wanted, and then from there, it kind of formed teams.
Got it. So what is this project? I gave the worst, probably, definition of what it is. So maybe you can kind of tell everyone what the pitch of the application idea was.
So this app is a research project into how mobile applications can empower medical professionals. So it consumes an AI model and uses that to give a diagnosis on a chest x-ray and provide a preliminary diagnosis for the user.
Got it. So right now, today, a doctor essentially has to take the x-ray, has to be an expert of running tests, knowing exactly different hotspots. And there's not only problematic there, but it takes time, right? So the idea is someone has an x-ray, so we have an x-ray here, boom. You scan it, and machine learning kicks in, and you know 1,000 different diseases, or 14.
Yeah, 14.
So what, for each of you, what drove you to pick this project? Like, what interested you about this specifically?
For me, it was the possibility to learn about AI and ML, but also about the post-processing that you need to do on the results to actually display it in a usable form for the user.
Oh, very cool. Jackie?
For me, I previously had a collapsed lung, and what drew me to this project was chest x-rays, because I had a chest x-ray every single day for the past 10 days while I was in the hospital. So that's why I chose this project.
That was personal then, really.
Yeah, it was very personal.
That's cool. I always think, like, when I got into just like development, I loved working on things that impacted me on a day-to-day basis. I had a lot of knee surgeries and a lot of skin issues. So, like, I've always been really interested in how can I help that out. So that's really cool to hear. Yeah. How about you, Noah?
For me, I was really interested in learning about machine learning and AI, kind of similar to Robert. And I also, I thought since this is in kind of the healthcare area, it could be really impactful. And so that kind of drew me towards it.
Cool. And then what is the Garage? So people may not know what the Garage is and our internship program. Can you, so one of you pitch kind of what it is at a high level?
Yeah, so the Garage program, it's a special internship where a group of 25 students get together. There's one project manager intern, and we essentially break off into groups of six, and we work on a project together. And the project, we get to choose, depending on the sponsors, who will provide some of the ideas that we can work on.
Got it. So there was the three of you and then a few other people that worked on. Yes. You want to give some shout outs at all?
For sure. So we have our designer, Michaela, and we have two other devs, Noah. We have two other devs, Megan and Brendan, who are away today.
Very cool. Yeah, and this app looks absolutely gorgeous. Like, I remember getting on a call with you and the team early on, because some of you had mobile development, some of you were kind of newer to Xamarin because you didn't have any mobile development at all. And when I saw it today, I was just like, this thing is beautiful. Like, I wish I could make something like this. So I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, so can you talk a little bit about the development side of it? Like, what were some of the struggles? I know each of you worked on a little bit, but maybe you can go through, talk about what you worked on before we show it, and then also your background kind of with Xamarin or just with mobile.
Yeah. So I had a background in Android development, mostly a little bit of iOS development as well. And so kind of one of the main things I worked on was working with the machine learning models. So I worked on converting the model that our sponsor team, the Cloud AI team, they provided us a model, and I worked on converting it to a TensorFlow compatible format.
Okay.
And kind of writing some of the code to use that model. Also a lot of the Android UI work. And yeah, some of the biggest challenges were integrating with those machine learning libraries, and getting that to work with Xamarin and keeping trying to make the code as reusable as possible, because that's one of the big things Xamarin gives us.
Yeah, makes sense. Cool.
And for me, I primarily worked on the iOS portion, consuming the core ML model, the offline model, and a heavy work on the UI, some of the animations you're going to see later, as well as App Center to distribute some of the builds and report crash analytics. And
oh, cool. So you have like a whole kind of CI/CD DevOps workflow as
well.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Very cool. All right, how about you?
So for me, this was my first time doing mobile application development, which has been quite a learning experience. For me, I worked on the TensorFlow Android and getting that integrated into Xamarin because it's not supported natively. And that was quite an adventure into different forums, but got it working at the end.
Nice.
And then I worked on some image processing for the post-processing part.
Cool. So now that we've talked about it, let's see it. We have it up here on both iOS and Android. So we actually have real devices. And this app is really cool. And it does a lot. So I'll let you guys just walk through it. I don't know who wants to walk through which, but maybe Robert, I guess maybe you can start with the iOS app and kind of walk through what it looks like.
So this is running on a simulator on our laptop, and we launch the app. So the user is given three different input options. One is the camera, and the other one is import image from the files or the photos. So the camera does work, but we're going to show off from the files for now, because that's probably where the chest x-ray is probably living.
So you actually are integrating into the actual document picker APIs,
yeah,
right? So
that's correct.
It's not just photos, like you're actually going to OneDrive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so
cool.
They can access Dropbox, OneDrive, any cloud storage that they have signed in on their device.
Yeah, or if they had taken photos previously of the x-ray, boom, cool.
So let's select files, and let's select this example image we have. And here the user can crop the image. They can try to get as close of a crop to the actual chest as possible, and kind of make sure that the distractions along the sides are not distracting the AI model. So in this case, it's already square. We don't need to do that. Let's hit Analyze. And then we're showing the results. Again, the user can pinch and zoom and take a look at the chest x-ray itself. And then we can take a look at the diagnosis and see where the AI model thought the problem was. So they can take a look at any of them, as well as they can see more.
So beautiful.
And
it's absolutely gorgeous.
Diagnosis,
yeah.
as well as toggle all of them.
So what just happened when it was actually analyzing? Can you walk through what the application was doing at that point? Because it said analyzing, but I'm assuming that some magical bits of awesomeness kind of like are happening at that point.
So from the moment we hit analyze, we downscale the image to a 224 by 224 square image, and then we input that into the model.
Okay.
The model outputs a 14 length float array for the conditions, and then a 50,000 or so array for the activation map.
Got it.
We do post-processing on that, convert it into a bitmap, and then overlay that activation map onto the original image in real time when the user hits a particular button.
Oh, okay. So this is literally coming back, and we can see that pneumothorax, which is pneumonia, I assume.
Pneumothorax. Collapsed lung.
Oh, collapsed lung. Yeah. So that is, that's
yes.
It. So I have no idea about any of these very long names. So it's 90% likely. So you're saying that you're taking the results coming out of the model, processing it, and then highlighting blue and creating a new bitmap on the fly.
Yeah.
That's super cool. And anyone can go down and see all of these in real time. This is a really beautiful, just beautiful user interface. I'm pretty blown away by it.
And the nice thing about using Xamarin is all that color overlaying and image processing was done using Skia, which is cross-platform.
Oh, interesting.
So the code only was written once.
Oh, that's really cool. So so we talked about there's two different models. This is iOS using CoreML itself, and then you said, and you both were working on the TensorFlow, which is not built into Android. It's actually a separate library, and then there's like TensorFlow Sharp or whatever that is a binding around TensorFlow, correct? Is that correct?
So we ended up not using TensorFlow Sharp.
Okay.
Well, instead, we took the actual TensorFlow Android archive and just generated a binding library on top of that.
Oh, cool.
To solve some versioning issues.
Nice. Very cool. Well, let's check it out on Android while you have it over there, Noah.
So we have essentially the same application. You can launch it, select an input method. So we can choose import image. And this is the native Android file picker UI. And so again, we have the OneDrive option or just local photos. So if we select one from OneDrive, similar cropping interface, we can zoom. So this photo is already square, so we can just continue. And so here it's running through the TensorFlow model. And there's actually, there's two separate models. So there's one to get the 14 diagnoses and one to get the activation maps.
Oh, got it, okay.
And then we have the same interface here. You can highlight the diseases and see more.
Very cool.
And then there's one additional feature that's currently on Android, and that's if you are in a different application, and you can select a photo, and you can share to the Android application.
So it shows up right here. Yeah.
And it'll launch you right into the cropping interface.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. So that way, the app doesn't even have to be open.
Yeah.
You're kind of tying deeply into that actual integration of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. Wow. This is actually super mind-boggling to me, because not only does it look stunning, you're using unique features of each platform and tying in. Can you talk about the experience, like how much code was actually shared between all of it, and like what was the experience of building this app using Xamarin?
Yeah, so initially we didn't have as much shared code, but as we moved forward, there was a lot of things we could kind of abstract out and share. So a lot of the model processing, we abstract away what the actual model is and anything that's common to both models. Like the output is the same, so anything that happens after the output happens in shared code.
Okay.
And a lot of the post-processing for the activation maps is in shared code.
Got it. And I'm assuming that you guys use kind of the traditional native Xamarin approach and not Xamarin Forms, because there's a lot of crazy cropping and images and everything like that. So how was your experience? Some of you came from the Android and iOS world, some of you are brand new to mobile development. So I would love to hear, what the experience was on both of those. So maybe, Noah, you can start kind of, and Jackie can talk about, like, what was it like coming to Xamarin for the first time?
Yeah, so it was actually quite similar to native development, because we were using Xamarin Native. So all of the, like, layouts on Android and storyboards on iOS, it was the same as if we were doing a native app. But then you get to... I found it helped keep our code consistent across the two platforms, which is often difficult if you have two completely separate code bases. Mm. So our code is actually quite mirrored across the two platforms.
Got it. Yeah. How about you, Jackie?
And for the iOS portion, I had a bit of experience working with Swift. And when working with Xamarin Native, everything's in C#. And so if I didn't run any limitations with the APIs that were in Swift. And a lot of documentation is for Swift as well as Xamarin as well. So far, it's been a very smooth process.
That's cool. So coming from the Swift world, like how did you like C#?
C# has been a pleasure to work with, especially with using Visual Studio for Mac.
Oh, cool.
I find it a lot smoother. I like the IntelliSense. That was really helpful.
Yeah. Every time I go over to Xcode, I kind of bang my head against the wall a little bit. Yeah. I mean, the same thing with Android Studio. I could totally do it. It's totally fine, but it's not quite that elegant experience. And how about you? Kind of first time mobile, what was your experience?
So what I found really cool is if you don't have a particular feature written, what you can do is you can go search for a NuGet package. And there's millions, or probably not millions, but thousands of them. And you can just download one and use it straight into your application very easily.
Nice. Yeah, so you talked about Skia Sharp. Are there any other cool libraries that you guys found during the development?
So each of the cropping views was actually a library that someone else had written.
Oh, cool.
And then we consumed it in the application itself.
Oh, nice. So you didn't have to go reinvent the wheel, essentially, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of the animations and a lot of the UI you did, so you guys have a designer on the project? And how was it working, coming from the dev side to work with the designer? Because I know I always struggle a little bit with that.
Yeah, we do have a designer, Michaela. She's been incredible with the designs, getting user feedback. We do have lengthy discussions on how things can be better, things can be improved, what can go well. And so working with the designer, I think it's my first time working with a designer in a professional setting.
Yeah. Then it was good.
It was great. Yeah.
I think it's always nice to have a designer because else my apps just look like developer apps, in here. And I think overall, I mean, you guys did a really fantastic job, and Mikhail and your designer really did a great job. So when I look at this, I still note, and I can look at this and say, like, yes, this is an Android app, this is an iOS app, you know. And what were the rationale and reasons to come to Xamarin? You know, was it the code share? Was it the native integration? Was it because you're interning at Microsoft? Like, what was your guys' motivation there?
So a lot of it was, since this is going to be open source, we want to make it accessible to as many developers as possible. And so using Xamarin, we can cover iOS and Android faster than if we had two completely separate code bases, so tying into the code sharing. And yeah, it's a really cool technology, and we wanted to learn.
All right, cool. Now, Robert, I'm going to challenge you, even though it may be a little bit glary. Let's try to take a photo. You ready?
That's good.
We tested this earlier, and we swear it works, so let's try it.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the home screen, hit camera, and then let's try to align the image. It's actually looking pretty nice. Let's use the photo. So this is where cropping is actually really important, because you need to get rid of all that extra stuff on the edge that might distract the model.
And why is that important necessarily? You said distract the model. What does that mean?
So the model looks for particular values on the image itself.
Okay.
And if you have a white or a black on the edges, that would change that particular input to the node, which would propagate all the way through and might change the result.
So in fact, one of the being able to kind of tie into the native APIs, get to this cropping is like crazy important for this thing.
Very important, yeah. Yes.
Got it.
So in this case, we've got it cropped and then we're ready to analyze. Let's run locally again, and then we can see that the results are displayed and the user can still do the same interactions as before.
Very cool. Yeah, so boom. Picking photos, taking photos, cropping. It's really amazing. How long did it take the team to build this?
So we started in January. And for the first couple weeks, we did some training, getting oriented to Microsoft. And so I'd say around 3 months.
Okay, yeah. Very nice. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I'm over here just mind blown. And not only just what you guys could come up with and the team, just how beautiful it is, how it works, but also the potential use cases for this in the actual, you know, medical field, which is cool. Now, Jack, you mentioned that you guys were using a lot of DevOps practices.
Oh, yeah.
What all kind of goes into the application development? Like, what kind of source control are you guys using? Like, what kind of goodies at Microsoft did we have?
So for our version control, we use VSTS, so Visual Studio Team Services. We have build set up on VSTS. And for distribution, we're using App Center, an evolution of Hockey App. So that lets us distribute our builds to our sponsoring team who wants to test it, or let's say for our executive who wants to demo it on stage.
Yeah.
So the process has been very seamless, or very easy to integrate.
Very cool. Now, with that distribution model, I know that a few people here at Microsoft, what's the feedback been? So not only from the sponsors, but maybe from people that have been seeing it?
They've been really impressed, mind blown, with the same reaction that you had on just earlier.
Yeah. And everyone here at Microsoft pretty much loving it. I'm not going to say any names, but perhaps some people high up. The highest of up have seen this, perhaps, which is really cool. So how's that kind of experience? Like, this, you know, you come to Microsoft, you're part of this intern program, you make this beautiful app, and then everyone's blown away. Like, what are you guys thinking right now?
I for sure was not expecting it to get as much visibility as it ended up getting. I figured, oh, we're just interns and it'll be a small thing. But there's actually the sponsors were really helpful in kind of getting the project visibility to higher ups, and so it was really cool to know that that was happening.
How about you guys, anything?
This internship experience has been incredible. Our app is getting a lot of love and attention. And we feel that this application can really help folks who want to work with machine learning models and getting into the medical area as well.
Got it.
I think that I've learned a lot about you know, mobile development, but also about like Microsoft's dynamic, how you can actually just ask someone for help, like I asked you, and then I got a response within a day or two. It's phenomenal that a company this big can do that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm always surprised as well, and it was really delightful just when, you know, anyone reaches out to me. Whenever anyone is using Xamarin, I'm always trying to be there for them. So it was really cool to see just literally like a month later just what your team had come up with. Is there any code or anything that you guys wanted to show at all, or what do you guys think?
Do we have any ready?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's hop around. What else do we got?
You want to drive?
Yeah. You drive.
So let's open up the project in Visual Studio for Mac.
Do you guys primarily use Visual Studio for Mac for all your development?
Yeah, since we're doing an iOS application as well as the Android one, it's quite helpful to have develop on the Macs.
Got it. Yeah, I think what would be kind of cool is just kind of see the project structure because of the bindings and everything in there.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what you guys have in here.
So in this case, this is actually not dev. This is my personal branch. but we can see that this is our cross-platform holding area for all our cross-platform code. And then we have Android and iOS builds, as well as testing and UI testing.
Oh, you guys did a little bit of user interface testing as well?
So that's coming.
Got it. So working on that.
Yeah, working on it.
Very cool.
And then down here at the bottom is the TensorFlow binding library.
Got it. So you brought that in.
Yeah.
You were able to bring in an existing, was it a JAR AAR file?
Yeah, an AAR.
Got it. How was that experience? I know it's not always the easiest, but did you think it was cool? Did you think it was, you know, hard? Or like what was the throughput with actually getting? That's a big library too, so I'm extremely impressed. So
the nice thing about Xamarin is once you figure out how to do it, it was actually just a couple clicks.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was just getting all the files and getting it all integrated and also knowing that it existed.
Got it, yeah. And then you also have a share extension too. Mm-hmm. So what's part of the share extension? Why was that needed?
So that was for iOS.
Okay.
So a share extension resides in its own little sandbox away from the container app.
Okay.
So that's why you had another project, and that lives under the Faro.ios.
Got it. So we have a bulk of share code that's analyzing everything,
yep.
Doing also the Skia Sharp madness and craziness.
Yep.
Very cool. And then iOS, Android, all your tests. And I like that the TensorFlow is right there. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, awesome, guys. This has been fantastic. I mean, hats off. I'm blown away. I'm just all smiles. I really appreciate you guys coming on, showing off this application. And what I'll do is I'll put all of the links in the show notes below. So not only to anywhere you can find the actual application, to the garage program, and anything else that the team shares with me, because this is absolutely amazing. So yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. This has been another episode of The Xamarin Show. I'm James Montemagno. Don't forget to subscribe. It's up over there, down over there. Ding that bell. Get notifications in your inbox each and every week. And thanks for watching.